We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Amazing things happen in the grind if you care about it, right? If you have goals this year of being excellent in everything that you do, academically and athletically, then your focus should start to narrow right now. Let's go. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. This is such an exciting day for Husky women's basketball. Before I introduce Coach Langley, I did want to just offer a couple of thank yous. First, I want to thank Erin O'Connell, our deputy athletic director, who did a phenomenal job with this search. And I also want to thank all of our amazing former women's basketball players who care so deeply for this program, for our students who have built such a strong legacy and have created so much tradition here. I'm really excited that we've hired a coach that's going to honor the past and also help work with them to build for the future. When Erin and I set out to hire our next women's basketball coach, there were a number of qualities we were looking for, but we had three main priorities that we were focused on. The first was that we hired a championship level coach. You know, somebody that had experience at competing at the highest level, somebody that could to build and elevate this program in this amazing competitive Pac-12 conference and nationally. We're also looking for a coach who was a tireless recruiter, a relationship builder, a very strong and clear communicator. And finally, and so important to us, we were looking for a coach that shared our values and purpose and were aligned with what we're all about as an athletics department and as a university. It became pretty apparent very early on in the search that we had found that person in Coach Tina Langley. As you saw with the intro video, and probably have seen with her bio and her background, her basketball credentials speak for themselves. You know, she's coached in Final Fours and NCAA tournaments, conference championships. She's developed players at the highest level, obviously a number of players that have gone on and competed professionally. And she's built a program from scratch. You know, what she has accomplished at Rice is truly impressive. But what you don't see when you read bios and see videos like this is who the person is. And for us at the University of Washington, the fit is so important. And we felt this tremendous alignment with Coach Langley for her leadership style, for her coaching philosophies, how she wanted to teach, how she wanted to basically run this program. She's super passionate, like we are, about the development of women, both on the court and off the court. She's very passionate about the academic experience of her student athletes and the integration between athletics and the academy. She's about doing it the right way. with integrity and with character. And our values are really aligned. You know, she's a very gritty, tough coach that creates that in her program, very selfless, is very curious learner, has a growth mindset, like something that we really cherish here at the UW. And she's humble. And I can tell you right now that intro video probably made her really uncomfortable, right, Coach? Because she's all about the students and the university and the program and serving them and not about herself. And as I told the young women, we met with the team a couple of days ago, I told them, you know, this is a coach that's going to love and care for you. This is also a coach that's going to push you. And this is a coach that's going to help you develop into a better version of yourself. And at the end of the day, that is what this athletic department is all about. In my opinion, that's why college athletics exists. And I'm just really honored and excited to have a human being and a leader and a teacher and a coach of Tina's caliber leading our women's basketball program. So with that, it's my honor to introduce you all to Coach Tina Langley. Take it away, Coach.
Thank you, Jen. First, I'd just like to start by saying that I'm so honored and humbled just to have the opportunity to coach at the University of Washington. I'm thrilled to be a part of the Husky family. I should start by saying thank you to some very special people. First, I just want to say thank you to President Kause for all the guidance and Jen Cohen and Erin O'Connell for this commitment that they've made to the women's basketball program and for providing this incredible opportunity to my Rice family. Thank you for teaching and loving me so well these last 6 years. I'm forever grateful to each one of you. Brenda Freese, thank you for your incredible friendship, all the guidance that you've given me in my life and career. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you today. To all the former players, coaches, the mentors, you've deeply impacted me throughout my career. Each of you have made me a better person and a better coach. And of course, I want to thank my family for supporting me in a career that often takes me away from you. I wouldn't be who I am without you, and I really couldn't do this without your support. I'm excited to talk about Washington. I'm excited to talk about why I chose to be here, because as Jen mentioned earlier, the values that we have really align with the athletic department, with the university. I really believe in this university and what it can provide for young women. I think that Washington provides an elite academic and athletic opportunity for young women who choose to play in this program. I love that Seattle provides such a fantastic internship and mentoring possibility for our young women and can really propel them into their future. Washington, the program has such a rich tradition in women's basketball. So many talented players, coaches that have come before, along with a tremendous alumni network, outstanding fan support. It's such a special program to be a part of. And I think it brings great excitement to women's basketball. And of course, competing in the best conference in women's basketball in the Pac-12, who I think does just such an incredible job of supporting young women. A lot of people ask, what is our basketball program going to be like? And that's when I think you really get excited. You think about what is the program's value is going to be. And I think you'll find that we'll be a team that's committed to servant leadership and growth. We believe that great teams, they have a shared purpose. They love and serve one another, and they make a commitment to individual and to collective growth. I think you'll find that I'll be deeply committed to our players and their development in all walks of life. I'm just a teacher and a coach, you know, a person who really wants to love and serve young women in this program and feel very honored to have this opportunity. Recently, I was given the chance to speak with our student athletes, and I was blown away. They seem like such an amazing group, just incredibly thoughtful and passionate young women, and I'm really eager to get started with them. So in closing, I just want to say I can't wait to meet all of Husky Nation soon and to be a part of the wonderful community of Seattle. Go Dogs.
Thank you so much, Coach and Jen, for those opening remarks. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to the Q&A portion, take questions from the media. And first up will be Percy Allen from the Seattle Times. Percy, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Awesome. Hi, Tina. Welcome to the city.
Hi, Percy. So good to meet you. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah, same here. Hey, I am wondering, at this point in time in your career, how come the Washington Huskies make sense for you? And if I can ask a follow-up, just are there any parallels with this UW team and the Rice program that you took over 6 years ago?
What a great question. I'm excited to talk about this because this, as I said earlier, is what I think makes Washington so special, and that's elite academics and athletics. And so I think that was really something that drove me to think about what would be the best for young women moving forward. And we've been able to provide at Rice an opportunity for young women to be very successful in getting into their postgraduate programs, internships, those type of opportunities. And so when you look at Washington and Seattle, it is just incredible opportunity for young women. And so that's one of the things that I think excited me most. When you compare the program, sure, there are definitely similarities. When we come into this program this year, I think there's going to be a lot of enthusiasm for women's basketball. I think that one of the things that's really fun about this community is the passion for growth and obviously the passion for women's basketball in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, what incredible programs, so we're just so excited to get going, and I think amazing things can be accomplished here together.
Thank you, Percy. We're going to turn it over to Dave Mahler.
Hey, Tina, welcome to Seattle. Couple questions for you. Number one, what do you make of the high school talent, not just on the West Coast, but in this region specifically? And then how much experience do you have recruiting on the West Coast?
Yeah. Hi, Dave. Nice to meet you. The talent is incredible. And another reason that I think Washington is such an incredible opportunity, it's going to be obviously our goal to work really hard to get to know everyone in the area, the Pacific Northwest, as well as the West Coast. As for my experience, probably recruiting in that area, I think is kind of the question, if I understood you correct. I have some experience because I was very fortunate to work at national universities that can recruit across the country. So there's some amazing coaches that I already have relationships with, but there'll be so many more that I want to build, and I'm excited to build. We've already started being on the phone and started getting to know people and just connecting with people we already know. But what I can say for sure is recruiting is about relationships, and everywhere I've ever gone, I've gone in a little blind. So when I went to Toledo, I knew no one in the area. When I went to Clemson, I didn't really know anyone in the area. When I went to Maryland, when I went to Rice, Texas, you meet along the way, but you still have to rebuild those relationships and build new relationships. And so I hope that everyone, when we get an opportunity to speak to them, can feel my passion and my love for the community and how excited we are to really invest in the people around us, to genuinely know one another well, and to commit to being there and fighting for the best players in the region.
Nesto, you're up next.
Hello, Coach Langley. This is Nesto at UWWBB.com. Nice to meet you. Forgive my run-up for this question, but it's only one. My question is about on-court adaptability. You've developed a successful style over your career at Rice at both ends of the court. However, the Pac-12 is obviously the toughest conference in the nation. It is difficult to be completely prepared for what you're about to face. And sometimes coaches from smaller conferences have come to the Pac-12 with their program and find they're not as effective maybe as they were outside of the Pac-12. How open and flexible are you to learning and adjusting to the Pac-12 style of play as opposed to just trying to impose your will on the conference?
Hi, Nessa. It's so nice to meet you. And what a thoughtful question. I would say one of our values will be growth, and it's one of my personal values. And so I've never stopped learning. I hope I never do. I think that's what makes us better throughout our career and lives. And so I have a lot to learn. You know, I think I've been fortunate to learn under great, great mentors, as I mentioned earlier, as well as, you know, throughout my life. And so I would say to you, you're right about the Pac-12. I mean, it is a great conference. We've had the opportunity to study and learn, you know, women's basketball for many, many years. And as related to your word that I thought was really important was adaptability. You know, our young women asked me about style of play. And what I would say is, you know, I'm a person that I believe that style of play does have to depend on the people that you have on the court with you. And so, you know, sure, you can recruit to your style of play in the future, but we'll begin with a team that we want to be adaptable with and work on our style of play that best fits each of them and gives them a chance to be successful, as well as competitive, because we want to be competitive, you know, night in and night out. So it's one of our, like I said, primary values to have a growth mindset, and we'll be doing a lot of learning and growing together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach, and thank you, Nesto, for the question. We'll go to Tim Booth next.
Hi, Tina. Congratulations on the position. Tim Booth with the Associated Press, by the way. The foundation of what you created at Rice, how much of that was taken from your experience with Brenda at Maryland? And can you kind of explain what those, some of those foundational, I guess, core beliefs are of how you build a program, or in this case, rebuild a program?
Hi, Tim. Nice to meet you. I would love to talk about some of the things that we were able to steal from Maryland. And so much, I have so much respect for Brenda and her leadership style and her passion and work ethic. And, you know, she taught me so much about the recruiting side and in being able to balance some of those things. And so, you know, we came in, when I first came to Rice, this is a little bit related to Nesto's question earlier. There were things that I actually tried to implement right away, for instance, our transition and different things that we ran. And some things didn't fit us. And that was just the people on the floor at that point, or the, you know, the maybe the conference that we ran. And so, you know, tried to be adaptable and take what we could that we thought worked, and the things that we thought that we needed to do a little bit differently, we did differently. But I would say this, I think, you know, we are all a collection of all of the people that have been in our lives. You know, I love this saying, I say it to our young women all the time, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. I would say that about my whole life. And so I've learned so much from everybody that I've been fortunate enough to coach with and work for. And so we'll take a little piece of everything that we've learned along the way.
Thank you, Tim, for the question. Next, Masvita.
Yes. Hey, Tina, thank you and welcome to Washington. Hey, I'm just wondering, what kind of attributes are you looking for in a player? And obviously it's not physical, but in terms of, you know, what attributes do you look for in a player?
Hi, Masvita. This is really nice to meet you. I think this is a really interesting question as attributes. I think, you know, one of the things that we talk about a lot as we're recruiting is you do want to begin with talent. Let's start out with great players. And then you want to narrow down to character. And so, and start looking at who fits you from a, you know, from a value standpoint. And so we'll be looking for the most talented players. That we can find, and then trying to figure out if they fit us culture-wise. When it comes to skill sets, you may be asking as well, you know, we really love players that can score the basketball, three-level scores. You know, we love players that can play multiple positions. You know, a lot of people like positionless basketball right now, but it's pretty hard to train, and we really have a commitment to player development. And so young women who are eager and excited to learn the game and be a little positionless at times, really fit us as well. But we also love the great player. I mean, I've been fortunate to coach a player that's outstanding at a position and wants to be skilled and elite in that position. And so, you know, those young women are really special to us as well. And usually when they want to be a little bit more specialized like that can become great leaders. So many attributes, I guess. I got a little excited about that one.
Thank you.
Thanks, Masvita. We're going to go back to Percy.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, Tina, I was wondering, just what were your first impressions about the program. And if I can ask the follow-up as well, just so from here, obviously you've just been in the city for 2 days now, but the first steps would be what? Is it the roster? Is it your staff? Where do you go from here?
Sure. First thoughts on the program was the first question. Is that right?
Yes.
You know, the first thoughts that you think of a program is its entire history. And like I mentioned earlier is, you know, so many amazing young women have come through this program, and the coaches that have come before me have all done a part in building it to something that can be really special. They've laid a great foundation, but there's also history of success, Final Four, you know, players that are playing professionally. And so I have extreme respect for this program. And I think that because when you can look at history and see something can be done, you know it can be done again. And so we're excited to take on that challenge. As of first steps, you know, Jen spoke to this earlier, I'm just about relationships. I can't, you know, my first, probably since this decision was made and announced, has been about getting to know these young women. I want to be on the phone. We've started some Zoom calls collectively and individually, and really take our time to get to know one another and understand kind of how we can take this journey going forward. So my entire focus right now is on them and on future Huskies as well. And so we're looking directly at the young women.
Thank you, Coach. We're going to go back to Dave again for another question. Dave, go ahead. Might need to unmute yourself, Dave.
Okay, sorry about it. First time on Zoom, Coach. I apologize. I'll be better next time. Can you talk more about your offensive and defensive philosophy? You mentioned how you want versatile players on offense, but what exactly does your offense look like? What kind of defense do you like to run? And I noticed you're from Alabama. Are you more Roll Tide or War Eagle?
Well, Dave, I'm more Go Dawgs. So
growing up, what were you?
We were a split family, so we're both. We were one of those families everybody hated. We wouldn't pick a side. So, you know, I'm sorry, your question specifically, I forgot we got stuck on Alabama.
Yeah, about the, just kind of maybe describe more about what you do on offense. And your counterpart with the men likes to play a lot of zone, although he's been tinkering with some man-to-man lately. What is your defensive philosophy and more about what your offense looks like?
Absolutely. You know, I would say that my philosophy is being efficient. And so on both ends of the floor, we want to be really good at what we do and be efficient in what we do. And so, you know, I've changed. That's one of the questions that was asked earlier. I tried to be adaptable to the personnel that we have. And we do love to score the basketball, you know, but I don't know that we have to take 100 shots to do that well. And so we do want to be efficient in what we do. We love to play fast, but we also need to know if we have an elite player and we need to play a little bit slower for that player, we want to do that as well. And so it's just really teaching the game and trying to decide what puts us in the best chance to be successful on both ends of the floor. We took great pride on both ends. I believe our efficiency, if you look statistically, was really good on both ends. And so take a lot of time in scouting on the defensive end. And just try to prepare for the opponent that we'll be facing.
Thank you, Coach. We're now going to turn it over to Larry Stone. Go ahead, Larry.
Hi, Coach. Welcome to Seattle. You mentioned how coaching in the Pac-12 was one of the selling points for you for the job. But when you look at, you know, Stanford and Arizona playing for the title and so many other great teams here, how daunting is that to the challenge of kind of making inroads in this talent-rich conference?
Hi, Larry. Hi. I definitely could see that you could see it that way. I think, you know, a long time ago, I was taught by a great mentor that sometimes you can look too broadly and take your focus off of the task at hand. And I think that our task right now is teaching our team at an elite level. And so, you know, having a group of young women who are committed to their training and committed to a culture and philosophy and working incredibly hard on a daily basis. So for instance, someone said to me, asked me after the NIT, you know, as soon as you finished your conference tournament, did you start talking about winning the NIT? And I thought about it and I thought, no, we never spoke about that. Genuinely, I'm sure that was what some people would do. But the first thing we did was start talking about our first opponent, and we never moved past that. And that will be our mindset moving forward, is what's next. And what's next is our spring training and our summer training, and trying to prepare individually to be the best players we can be. And as we become the best players we can be, we'll become the best team we can be. And we'll continue to move forward as we recruit new players and have new opportunities. So our focus will be very narrowed, as the video said, on what's at hand right now.
Thank you, Coach. We're going to turn it over to Sue Favor. Sue, go ahead.
Hey, hi, Coach. Very excited to see you there. How you doing today?
Doing well, Sue. Great to see you, or not see you, but talk to you.
I know. I can't wait to actually come up there and see you. I usually make that a trip every summer. So anyway, I'd like to ask you, what part does motivation play as and skill development at the same time? Because obviously a great coach deals with players on both a personal and a development level. How does that mix work for you?
You know, this is so funny because we were actually just talking to one of the young women last night. I believe that coming to practice should be exciting. I believe that it should be joyous. We got into the game because we love it. And we started playing because we want to spend hours out back, shooting on the hoop and just until dark. And that's what we want to remember every day when we come to practice, that it's a privilege. It's a joy. And so when you say motivation, I think let's not forget what a gift it is to play. And how great it is to have the opportunity. And I think the pandemic reminded us of that a little bit. What a blessing it was to be able to take the court together and share life together when a lot of people couldn't share life. And so, so motivation will always be something that we talk about, in the sense of, you know, what are we thinking about on a daily basis and how are we approaching this practice? It's also about what are your goals? One of the first questions that, we're going to get to talk about for each of the young women individually is, what do you want to achieve as a basketball player, as a person? And that's where your motivation comes from. And if we can constantly remind ourselves of kind of the things that we're pursuing, I think that internal motivation is always there. And then the respect of the university and the people who have come before us, that should be a motivation for us in making sure that we represent them well. So I think motivation is huge, and it is what helps us stay in the grind, helps us work hard day in and day out when you have that motivation. So I feel like that's a huge part. And then the training part, obviously, is very important, as well as the way we're going to prepare our student athletes and the habits we're going to form. So I feel like I'm not sure if I completely answered that question. So if there's more.
No, that's fantastic. If I may follow up with Athletic Director Cohen, does this represent a commitment to you, Athletic Director Cohen, to the University of Washington, to a recommitment to women's basketball? Because obviously Coach Langley is a very esteemed hire.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited about, as I said in my intro, the combination of the experience that Coach Langley's had at the highest level, especially during the time that she was at Maryland. And then you combine that with how she built Rice, coupled with her wanting to do things the right way and what she stands for and how that fits us. And so we're absolutely thrilled about her being our next leader. And we're absolutely committed to our student athletes to have the best experience possible on and off the court. And couldn't be more happy that the coach we wanted all along finally said yes. So thank you, Coach Langley.
Thanks so much.
One who's grateful.
Thanks for the question, Sue. We have one final question from Nesto, and then we'll wrap it up. So Nesto, go ahead when you're ready.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, great. So Coach, as you are aware, a highly ranked 2021 recruiting class was set to enroll at UW this year. So I'd assume that maintaining that class must be a high priority for you and your staff. However, there are four talented current UW players that entered the NCAA transfer portal. So do you have plans to communicate with them regarding your program?
I know. So I think, what a great question. I mean, we obviously want to be thoughtful about young women's what I love about college athletics is you have the right to decide what fits you best, you know, and I think that I love that that is an opportunity for these young women. And so the first thing we did was reach out to the recruiting class, as well as the young women on the entire team, including the young women that are in the transfer portal. I'm very grateful for all of them giving me that opportunity to talk with them. And I think as we get to sit down and talk about where the program is and where we think it can go, I think there's a lot of excitement. There's also the opportunity to choose. And so we want to make sure that we honor that for everyone. And so we want everyone that comes here to be excited. This is an incredible opportunity. The University of Washington is a special place. And so I do hope that each young woman can take their time and look deeply and decide that this is or is not the right fit for them. But we want them to be excited. And I think, you know, that these young women are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach, and thank you, Jen. That will conclude today's press conference. Again, welcome to the University of Washington, Coach Langley. So excited to have you here, and appreciate you all tuning in. Go Dawgs.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.